We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench on a pain. Tree prodded, doling out minutes on a mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, and a bad seed, a broken eight, a bad apple with a bad attitude. Anyway, the Steelers lost to the Browns last night. It was so embarrassing. Nick Chubb ran for a two-yard tutty in the snow in the dog pound with 57 seconds left. And the Browns stunned the division rival Steelers 24-19, ending the Steelers' five-game winning streak. Chubb's score came in the first game against the North-leading Steelers since the running back had his horrible left knee injury last year against the same said Steelers on primetime game. The Browns had blown a 12-point fourth quarter lead and were down 19-18 before getting the ball back with 3:22 left after the Pittsburgh punter Waitman shanked a punt 16 yards with snow piling up and you couldn't even see the yard lines on the field. Famous Jameis completed a third down pass to Jerry Jeudy, the Pittsburgh 9. Two plays later, Chubb got in the end zone. The Steelers had a chance, but Russell Wilson's Hail Mary on the final play was knocked down by the Browns, Delpit in the end zone. And there was a huge celebration in Cleveland. And beating the Steelers eased the pressure on Stefanski, that's for sure, as they win their third game. They're 3-8. Steelers are 8-3. It was disastrous, the game for Pittsburgh. All right, let's look at Sunday's schedule. The 1 o'clock games, Pats at Finns at Hard Rock in Miami Gardens. Miami's laying 7.5. Vikings and Bears at Soldier Field. Minnesota laying 3.5. Lions at Colts at Lucas Oil. Detroit laying 7. Bucks at G-Men at Snoopy and East Rutherford. Tampa's laying 6. Cowboys and Commanders at the Dump in Landover. Washington laying 10.5. Chiefs and Panthers in Charlotte, Kansas City laying 10.5. Titans and Texans at NRG in H-Town, Houston laying 7.5. 4 o'clock games, 405 Broncos, Raiders in Vegas, and set it up, I got a hub, beautiful land, Las Vegas, baby. Denver laying 6. 425 Niners and Packers at Lambeau in Green Bay laying 3. Cardinals and Seahawks at Lumen Field in Seattle, Arizona, the division leader laying 1. Sunday night, Eagles and Rams in SoFi, la 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 lipstick city, Philly laying 3. And then Monday night, it's the Ravens and Chargers at the same place, SoFi in Inglewood, and the Ravens are laying 3. So if you look at Saturday and all the top 25 games, here's what's going to be happening in terms of 7 o'clock in the Bronx at Yankee Stadium in the chill, freezing weather. It got nasty. It was snowing in New York. You woke up to snow today and very cold outside, brutal conditions. Same as Cleveland last night. It rolled right through New York. Number 19 Army and number 6 Notre Dame in that game in the Boogie Down Bronx. Notre Dame laying 14. During the day, the big ones in Columbus. Number 5 Indiana and number 2 Ohio State. Ohio State laying 10.5. Wakes at Miami at Hard Rock. Miami's laying 24. Number 9, Ole Miss at the Swamp against Florida. Mississippi laying 12. SMU at Virginia. SMU's laying 9.5. Number 25, Illinois at Rutgers in Piscataway. Rutgers laying 1. UMass at number 10, Georgia. Bulldogs laying 42. 1 o'clock, UTEP at Tennessee in Knoxville. Tennessee laying 40 and a hook. 3:30, Kentucky at Texas at Memorial in Austin. Texas laying 20. Penn State ranked 4th at Minnesota. Penn State laying 12. 3:30, BYU's ranked 14th at number 21. Arizona State in Tempe. Arizona State's laying 3. And Colorado, number 16, Buffs at Kansas. They're playing at Arrowhead in Kansas City. Colorado's laying 3. Citadel and Clemson at Death Valley. Clemson, no line. Wofford at South Carolina. Williams-Brice, no line. Number 23, Missouri at Mississippi State in Stark Vegas. Mizzou laying 7 and a hook. 7 o'clock, number 12, Boise at Wyoming and Laramie. Boise laying 23. 7:30, number 7, Alabama at Oklahoma and Norman in Memorial Stadium, Alabama laying 13.5. 7:30, Texas A&M, the Aggies ranked 15th on the road at Jordan-Hare at Auburn, A&M laying 2.5. And 7:30, number 22, Iowa State at Utah, Rice-Eccles in Salt Lake Shakers, Illinois, or Iowa State laying 7.5 in that game. By the way, there's a ranked game tonight. Number 24, UNLV at San Jose State, 10 o'clock on Fox Sports 1. UNLV laying 7.5. Last night, I don't know if you saw it, but Georgia Tech got by North Carolina State 30-29. The Wolfpack did cover the 9. College hoops last night, number 16, Indiana beat Greensboro 69-58. They didn't cover. Tennessee 64-42 over Virginia in the Bahamas. And Baylor by 1 over St. John's in double overtime in a great game in the Bahamas, 99-98. The Bears get it done. In terms of Friday, you've got killer games again in college rack all day. At 7 o'clock, number 9, Kentucky against Jackson State. Wildcats laying 34.5. 10:30, Duke and Arizona in Tucson at the McHale Center. Arizona laying 1.5. 5 o'clock, Wisconsin and UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off in West Virginia. Wisconsin laying 4.5. 7 o'clock, Southern Illinois, number 21, Florida in Gainesville. Gators laying 18.5. St. John's of Virginia in the Bahamas. St. John's laying 11.5. Hofstra at Houston. Houston laying 27.5. Nebraska's at Creighton on FS1 at 8. Creighton laying 11.5. 9 o'clock, Little Rock in Arkansas in Fayetteville at Bud Walton. Arkansas laying 21.5. 9:30 in the Bahamas. Tennessee laying 4.5 to Baylor. Those are just the games on Friday night of ranked teams. There's tons of other games. How about ranked college basketball on Saturday, 11 o'clock, number 15, Marquette at Georgia. And that's a game in the Bahamas as well. Georgia, the home team. Marshall's at Purdue and Mackey in West Lafayette, number 18, Cincinnati at Georgia Tech, and Maryland Eastern Shore at number 25, Illinois. Those are just some of the ranked teams that play on Saturday. Let's look at the NBA from last night. Magic stunned the Lakers 119-118 at the Crypt. Franz Wagner with 37, 6 boards and 11 dimes. And the Magic cover. Hornets 123-121 in overtime. They got it done at the Buzz Nest. Hornets win it. And Miller had 38, 7, and 4 steals. Raptors stunned the T-Wolves in Toronto 110-105. By the way, I covered the Magic, covered the Hornets, covered the Raptors. They win it. R.J. Barrett with 31, 7 boards and 3 steals. And how about the Spurs? 126-118 over the Jazz in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Barnes had 25-10. Now, the NBA Cup resumes tonight. All these games are cup games. Nets and Sixers. Philly laying 6.5. How's that possible? They're 2-12. Celtics are laying 15.5 at the Wizards. Dubs at Pelicans. Dubs laying 10.5. Bucks at home at 5 serving against the Pacers laying 5.5. Bulls at home getting 1.5 against the Hawks at the United Center. Blazers are in H-Town against the Rockets at the Toyota Center. Houston laying 12.5. Mavs and Nuggets in Denver at Ball Arena. Denver laying 2.5. That one's on ESPN at 10. And Kings Clippers at the Intuit in L.A. Sacramento's laying 2.5 there. Saturday in the NBA, Knicks and Jazz at 5 o'clock on NBA TV. 10:30, Nuggets, Lakers at the Crypt, NBA TV. Pistons, Magic in Orlando, Grizzlies and Bulls in Chicago. Blazers and Rockets again at the Toyota Center. Hornets and Bucks at 5 serving the Dubs and Spurs in San Antonio. Sunday, Mavs and Heat in Miami, Nets and Kings in Sacramento, T-Wolves are in Boston, Wizards are at the Pacers, and the Clippers are in Philly. Toronto is at Cleveland. That's Sunday. Let's look at hockey from last night. The Bruins beat Utah in Boston. They get it done. Lindholm with the only goal of the game. The Knights beat the Senators 3-2. Barbashev with 2 assists for Vegas. Red Wings 2-1 over the Islanders in Detroit Rock City. Raymond with a goal and Berggren with a goal for Detroit. Devils 4-2 over the Canes at the Rock. Broad had a goal and make it 2 goals and an assist. Hamilton with a goal as well for the Devils. Avs win 2-1 against the Caps in D.C. And how about this one? The Blue Jackets 7-6 over the Lightning in overtime. Werenski with the winner. Blues in a shootout over the Sharks 3-2. Wenberg had two goals for the Sharks, both goals in the loss. Blackhawks 3-1 over the Panthers in Chicago. Foligno with a goal and an assist for Chicago. Flames 3-2 over the Rangers at Saddle Dome. And the Wild 5-3 over the Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton. A big win there, obviously, on a road. Now let's see if I can swing it so we can look at Saturday's, or tonight's at the very least, tonight's games. Jets and Penguins at PBG, Sabres and Ducks at the Pond. The Jets are minus 155. The Sabres are minus 150. On Saturday, Utah's at Pittsburgh. Blackhawks and Flyers and Philly, Wild and Flames and Calgary, Kraken are at LA against the Kings, Habs and Panthers in Sunrise, Florida. Vegas at the Bell Center in Montreal. Canucks are in Ottawa. Bruins are in Detroit. Stars and Lightning and Amalie in Tampa. Devils and Caps in DC. Canes are in Columbus. Jets are in Nashville. Blues are at the Islanders. Sabres, Sharks in San Jose, and the Rangers and Oilers play in Edmonton. Those are Saturday's games. Sunday, only one, Utah at Toronto. I mean, that's literally everything you need to know about what's gone down and what's going down this weekend in every single sport. I'm live today and every day at 3 on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. We're on Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Byline USA, and all their affiliates. So make sure you check out Pharrell and the Prophet. My app is kick-ass. It's got all the Prophet plays. The Prophet's amazing. He makes people tons of money. All of the picks are kick-ass. Watch Prophet plays. Watch Pharrell Unplugged. Saturdays, watch How the F Did They Get Tony Bruno. There's other kick-ass shows like Meet the Creeps, Volumes 1 and 2, Miserable Men, Barely Legal, Pipe Dreamers. You get it all on Pharrell and the Prophet. Check out profitable.tv. I'll see you on Coast to Coast at 3. Hope you're enjoying yourselves, getting ready for a big weekend. Snowing in New York City, getting ready for Thanksgiving next week. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and gravy, and all the fixin'. Check out, ooh, check out, ooh.